Political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Ali Dusedu, says though the current government has made some strides in governance, he still thinks much more can be done. Speaking to George Sapo on Unique Breakfast Drive, which assessed President Mahama's two-year term in office, Dr. Seidu was hopeful of an improvement in the NDC administration. He, however, cautioned government on some governance decisions, saying that the IMF bailout must not worsen the plight of Ghanaians and the challenges of the energy sector resolved permanently.
There are indices of governance which suggest that we are not doing very well. Even though there were mixed sort of reports last year, for example, we realized that in terms of corruption index, the CDD Afrobarometer suggested that Ghana was not doing very well in terms of fighting corruption, and then the commitment from political leaders to fight corruption. And you can't have good governance when you don't have transparency and accountability in that particular area. But before the end of the year, there was another report which said that Ghana seems to be doing well. So that element of data contradictions and data unreliability seems to have made the whole issue so muddy. But I still believe that even if we are doing well, there's still room for improvement. We haven't gone there yet, and we still can improve to achieve what is best for the country.
Next year, we're going for the general elections. Has it got enough time to really turn things around for the country and also fulfill some of the promises that he's promised Ghanaians?
In the run-up to elections, even 2 weeks to elections, something major can happen, and that can change the fortune in favor of any party. So 2 years is still a lot of time for things to turn around, and still a lot of time for things to go away. So the government has to be very careful and then very firm in most of the policy decisions that it takes. People are very skeptical about the fact that Ghana is going to IMF for a bailout. They predict that there will be conditionalities that will worsen the plight of Ghanaians who are already struggling. If we are not able to mitigate the cost of this particular package we're going for, it may be one of the reasons that may make Ghanaians worse off, and that will impact on the way they're going to vote in 2016. But apart from that, if the government is also able to stabilize the energy sector a bit, that can also increase the number of people, the vote that they'll get in 2016. If they're not able to do that, a lot of Ghanaians, business and corporate interests are not so happy about the way power is being rationed to them. And all these issues will play out in the 2016 election.
We cannot talk about the president's 2 years in office without looking at the role that the opposition has also played within these 2 years. How would you describe the role of the opposition too?
The opposition has been playing their watchdog responsibility very well. They have been very vocal in terms of using the legislative arm of government. They have also been very, very proactive in taking government on some important decisions and on some important occurrence that seems to impact on the life and livelihood of Ghana. But people believe that the opposition has been reactionary rather than proactive.
Right.
They always wait for an issue to happen, and then they want to take advantage of those situations to run the government down. And people are very skeptical in this particular sense. So I believe that the opposition will do itself greater good going to 2016 if they seem to be more proactive rather than reactive.
Again, with the opposition, they're also being described as always opposing government policies and issues that government come up with. We hardly hear the opposition also support some of these projects that government or policies that government will put in place. In terms of governance, how is this really affecting us, and how can the opposition also position itself very well as we move ahead into the 2016 general election?
Yeah, the fact that you are in the position doesn't mean you should always oppose. You can't just say that almost all the policies that the government is implementing are not good policies. There are some policies that may contribute to enhancing the livelihood of Ghana. But one of the critical functions of the opposition party is to make sure that they provide credible alternatives to the policies that government implements.